Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We're doing the chapter on the dislike, or the rather desirability. The desirability of saying Yarhamukallah when a person praises Allah Ta'ala after sneezing. And the dislike of doing so if he does not praise Allah Ta'ala. In other words, if a person sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then we should be saying Yarhamukallah. According to Hanafis, that this is wajib al-kifaya. Wajib al-kifaya means if one person sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, if amongst all of us, one person says Yarhamukallah, it will be sufficient for that whole group of people that are there. In other words, every person doesn't need to say Yarhamukallah. However, it is something that is desirable, that each person should say Yarhamukallah. But it's not wajib on every person to say it, so long as one person says it. Anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is explaining that it's something that is desirable to say Yarhamukallah when a person says Alhamdulillah after sneezing. And the dislike of doing so, if this person doesn't say Alhamdulillah, then at that time we don't say Yarhamukallah. And then he goes on to say that the etiquette of saying Yarhamukallah to the one who has sneezed, and he also goes on to speak about the etiquette of sneezing and yawning. Yesterday in hadith we explained that when a person sneezes, then he shouldn't hold back his sneeze, he shouldn't try and hide his sneeze. Sneeze is something that is beneficial. A person should sneeze, should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Ulama explained that if a person continues sneezing, for example, he's got something like hay fever, and now he sneezes more than 3 times, then at that time now, after the 3rd time, now he stops saying Alhamdulillah. Why? Because now this is actually a bimari, a sickness. So therefore, for the first 3 times now, he'll say Alhamdulillah. There is no problem if a person makes dua to Allah Ta'ala for shifa, makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for kiyo. However, a person doesn't continuously say Alhamdulillah when he's got a continuous sneeze. But now, a normal sneeze, a person sneezes 1 time, 2 times, even 3 times, then he says Alhamdulillah. This is the beauty of our deen, the beauty of our Islam, that we even taught after we sneeze what to do. What to do, how to behave, what to say. You find that non-Muslims, the best they can do, the best they can say, if somebody sneezes, they say, bless you. Bless you. That's it. But the Muslim, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person that is hearing him praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making a special dua for him, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy be upon you. Allah ta'ala's special mercy, may that be upon you. How beautiful. So today's hadith on Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, عَنِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِذَا عَطَسَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَقُلْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلْيَقُلْ لَهُ أَخُوهُ أَوْ صَاحِبُهُ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ فَإِذَا قَالَ لَهُ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ فَلْيَقُلْ يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Today's hadith is teaching us something extra. A third aspect now. One is the person that sneezes, he says Alhamdulillah. The third person, or the second person we can say, hears him sneezing and he says to him يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. What does this person who sneezed, what does he reply to that person's يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ? That is what we're doing in today's hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any one of you sneezes, he should say Alhamdulillah. That means all praise be to Allah Ta'ala. His brother or companion should say to him, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy upon you. Then the one who sneezed should say, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum, may Allah Ta'ala guide you and put your affairs in order. What a beautiful dua. May Allah Ta'ala guide you. You're saying, Yarhamukallah, I sneezed, I praise Allah Ta'ala. You made a dua for me, and in return to the dua you make for me, this is the dua that I'm making for you. May Allah Ta'ala guide you, and may Allah Ta'ala put your affairs in order. This affairs in order means, may Allah Ta'ala correct you as far as your thinking is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala correct you as far as your actions is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala correct you as far as your deen is concerned. May Allah correct you as far as your dunya is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala correct you in every respect. What a beautiful dua. Just for a person saying, Yarhamukallah, to us sneezing and saying, Alhamdulillah. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Simple, simple, one word duas. But let us try and capture it. Yesterday we spoke about Imam Abu Dawood, rahmatullah alayhi. It's such a great reward he had got just for taking a little bit of effort and saying, Yarhamukallah, to somebody that had sneezed. So let us not lose out on these simple rewards, big rewards for simple actions. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.